You're listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by RECO, your local guide for all things real estate investing in Colorado. Hey everyone, this is Jenny and I'm here with Leah today to discuss a fourplex purchase in Colorado Springs. Leah, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jenny. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about the buyer, the property, the process, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So this is one of our repeat Envision clients. He purchased a house hack with us, I think December last year. So he was ready to get another one. And this fourplex came on the market and we just jumped on it. It was in the process of being remodeled, all four units. So it was completely vacant. So we were just really excited about that. So the property is a townhome style fourplex on the southeast side of Colorado Springs. So just off the Powers corridor, good location. Units are a good size at about 1125 square feet. So just really great setup and tons of opportunity to just get, you know, good rents right off the jump. So we put in an offer, a little bit of a negotiation, but not much. And we snagged it up.
Yeah, I thought that this property was really intriguing. I liked it a lot. And I think that's why the client really enjoyed just the layout of the property, the location of the property. And like you said, the fact that they were all empty basically gave him a clean slate. So I think he was pretty happy about that, especially since he's self-managing. You know, he was able to basically list one advertisement, since all the units are pretty much the same, and, you know, take the top four applicants and get them all in. So I think that's a really good opportunity for him.
Oh yeah. He was excited.
Did you guys have to compete against other offers?
You know, I think there was another offer on the table. So we came in, I think it was like 5K above, nothing crazy. Okay. And then I believe we threw in like an inspection limitation of some sort, like to major systems only. But we were pretty confident about it since they were renovating it. So, and yeah, that went really well. So
great. Yeah. So let's run through the numbers. What did you guys end up purchasing it for?
So we ended up purchasing it at $882.
Okay. And then I guess we should probably back up and mention that this buyer purchased it in cash and then he did a delayed finance.
Yes.
So basically what he did is he put cash down for the entire purchase price. And then within 30 days, I think, he put a loan on it. So it's not a cash out refinance, it's a delayed finance, but it was, you know, allowing him to have that competitive advantage and then also take advantage of, you know, putting debt on the property. So, that was a pretty good way of doing that, I think, if you have the ability to do that. And he left 30%, in the property once everything was said and done, right?
Yep.
Okay. So acquisition costs and initial repair costs.
Yeah. So the acquisition costs were about $19,000.
Okay.
And then initial repair costs, $10,500 on that. And that was just for like a lot of the gates. So each has its own individual yards. Some of the gates were damaged, screen doors, you know, just like little things throughout. He's particular about his properties. I really like that.
So, me too. I think that showing properties in the best condition is the best way to get good tenants and just kind of set the stage for that.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So he put in some work up front, but the property looks amazing. So
it's great.
Yeah.
What was his interest rate once he put a note on the property?
It was 6.25 on a 30-year.
Okay. And then he got $1,300 a month in rent for each of the four units.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
That is really good.
I know.
On a fourplex, that's fantastic. Fantastic rents. I think that goes to show how good the units were to be able to command that rent. And, you know, like we mentioned earlier, he had one ad set up for all four units. So it makes things really easy to just kind of make everything uniform from the start.
Yes. All leases starting at the same time. It's just like perfect. So
it's like a self-manager's dream.
Exactly. And he had him rented out within like 2 weeks. It was wild.
Yeah. That's so great. So he's self-managing. So I'll put that as no for now. And it looks like he was setting aside about 6% for monthly reserves. And I'm guessing that's, you know, usually we recommend about 8, you know, especially for a fourplex. But I mean, the units were just renovated and then he put the finishing touches on it. So that makes sense why he's, you know, going with 6 there.
Exactly.
And yeah. So let's talk a little bit about taxes and insurance.
Yeah. So real estate taxes, $3,282 a year. And then his property insurance is about $4,000 a year.
Yeah, that's really high.
I know.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's because the building is so large. Is that?
I think so.
Okay.
Because, you know, that number in comparison to some of the other fourplexes I've sold recently isn't too far off.
Oh, okay.
And they're smaller. So it does make sense.
Yeah. Good to know. Maybe insurance prices are going to be high, like everything else. So
they've been going up, that's for sure.
Yep. And then for utilities, he is doing a bill back from what I understand. So electric is on their own meter, and then gas and water are on a master meter, but he has it written into the lease that he's going to do a charge back to the tenants.
Yes.
So I think in order to just keep things simple, we're just going to call it a wash on the spreadsheet.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we're talking about snow and landscaping. You were mentioning to me that there weren't any shared lawns. So no. Everyone's responsible for that.
Mm-hmm. And it's just all rock. So easy peasy on that. For snow removal, we just, $300 on snow removal.
Okay.
Which he pretty much does everything himself, but.
Well, he can pay himself that, right? All right. So drum roll.
Yes.
So we're at about break even on cash flow, but a 5.5 cap rate.
Yes.
So that's really good. 5.5 cap rate. We don't really see too much above 5%. I know he has some things working to his advantage, namely self-management, you know, that he's doing to kind of boost that for now. But, you know, overall, I this is definitely one of the better performing fourplexes that I've seen in a long time. How about yourself?
Yeah, I agree. I was happy with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
And just spoiler alert, this client is actually we're in the middle of him purchasing his second fourplex. So
yeah. So my understanding is that once he did the delayed finance on this, he was then able to redeploy that same capital and hopefully purchase this upcoming property for himself.
Yeah, it's looking good. So
good.
We're well on our way. And this, you know, the next one is like 5 minutes from this one. So it's just, and both of these are 5 minutes from his house hack. So, I mean, it's just, he's building a a sweet little community for himself over there.
I love it. I'm very excited for him to do this. And yeah, I think it'll be really good. And this property is, you know, really, really good. All things considering that he's almost, you know, over 6.5% on interest, like he's, you know, bordering 7% on his loan. So if rates ever drop, he would have a very good opportunity to refinance it if he chose to do that to kind of boost his cash flow a little bit. So that's, you know, that's kind of exciting to be able to lock that in at a break even. Mm-hmm. With a 5.5 cap, you know, obviously doesn't take into account debt service, but you know, I think that this property is fantastic. Do you have anything else that anyone should know about the property, or, you know, strategy or anything like that?
I don't think so. Unless there's anything else you want to ask me.
No, I think that this is straightforward. I mean, like you said, he was able to do the delayed finance, so his offer was more competitive. Cause I think we were kind of right at that brink of when the market got a little weird. Mm-hmm. So there's still, you know, more buyers, than there are today. So he was able to eke out and win a fantastic property. So, mm-hmm. super happy for him, and we'll have to have him on, to talk about, his next property. So
yeah, that'll be a fun one. So
yeah. Well, thanks so much, Leah. Appreciate you coming on and sharing this with everyone. And if anyone has any questions, reach out to us, Jenny at Envision REA and Leah at EnvisionREA.com. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jenny.